This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff, investing farmer dollars to boost demand for U.S. soy, drive on-farm resilience, and bring value to U.S. soybean farmers. Learn more at unitedsoybean.org. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. beef trade to Indonesia is reopening. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
U.S. beef recently regained access to Indonesia as a barrier over halal certification was cleared. U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President for the Asia-Pacific, Jihe Yang, said the only halal certifier for Indonesia in the U.S. was blocked earlier this year.
March this year, the BPJPH, the Indonesian authority in charge of the halal certification, raised a question about one of the halal certifiers based in Omaha. And they question about, is it compliant to the Indonesian requirement? And from their finding from the plant audit, which is not halal certified plant, but unfortunately, they canceled the accreditation to the halal certifying body. There is only one halal certifying body who issued the halal certificate for export to Indonesia. So that resulted in the de facto suspension of U.S. beef since then.
Now that beef trade is reopening, Cattlemen's Beef Board CEO Greg Haynes said he sees growing potential in the market, which imported $93 million of U.S. beef in 2024.
They have a high population. They have a developing economy, you know, more disposable income to be able to spend on good food and high quality products. Their cold chain infrastructure is getting developed so that they can get the products, both frozen products and even airship fresh products into the market. And the consumers there seem to really enjoy the product when they try it.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.